President Trump said just a short time ago that he is signing a bill that will reopen the government for 3 weeks. That will be good news for travelers who've been experiencing major delays at LaGuardia and other airports today. That's because of a shortage of workers at air traffic control facilities. NPR's David Shaper joins us right now from Chicago. David, maybe first just tell us what's going on in the skies or what isn't. Which airports are being affected at this hour?
Well, it's primarily New York's LaGuardia Airport and a few other airports that have been facing lengthy delays today because of the staffing shortages at air traffic control centers. And it's really the news that the airlines and airline passengers have been dreading, that the partial government shutdown would result in short staffing at air traffic control facilities and flights would have to be delayed or canceled. I'm not aware of any being canceled yet, but as many as 2,400 U.S. flights have been delayed today, and that's just because what happens when there are too few people in the control tower and the control facilities, too many controllers to manage the traffic, they've got to slow things down. They've got to put more space between planes, especially as they approach airports in a busy airspace like New York's and have to just put more separation between the planes to maintain a certain level of safety.
So is there any idea how long these delays will continue? Will it be into the night, into the weekend, or are they pretty much over?
No, they're continuing. I was just looking at the LaGuardia delay figure right now, and it's 1 hour and 26 minutes, so almost 90 minutes of delays there. And there are similar delays for flights leaving other airports and bound to LaGuardia. One of the other things the FAA has been doing today is diverting some flights to other airports or, trying to make other arrangements so people can get to their final destination. But it's one of the glitches in the system that I think a lot of people have been thinking might happen if this shutdown continued, if air traffic controllers and other FAA employees had to face yet a second paycheck being missed. And it indeed kind of reached that crisis point today.
Do you know how much, in fact, the workers who have not shown up, those who work at air traffic control facilities, were not showing up because of the shutdown, and whether it was a protest or if they simply couldn't get to work or had other part-time jobs? Do you know any of that?
Yeah, you know what's interesting is that the FAA put out a statement that just said that there's been a increase in the number of people using sick leave today. They're not saying that there's a particular connection to the shutdown, though that's certainly been the suggestion from a lot of individual air traffic controllers. Now, the National Air Traffic Controller Association, the union that represents air traffic controllers, says that they do not condone nor endorse any federal employees participating in a coordinated activity that negatively affects the airspace and air travel system. So there's no real coordinated effort here. But what's interesting is that the Transportation and Security Administration, the TSA officers, that they've been having a higher rate than usual of unexcused absences or unplanned absences. And they actually say that people are not calling in sick or pretending to be sick just because they don't want to come to work during the shutdown. But they're actually citing that they are facing severe financial limitations and hardship, and they simply cannot work because of that. So, but that's on the Transportation Security Administration side. But certainly a lot of air traffic controllers have been saying we can't continue to do this much longer. First of all, it's a very high-stress job to begin with. It's a very complex air system that we have in managing the air traffic. There's a lot riding on every single decision that they make. And if they're distracted, if they're discouraged, if they're feeling even that additional stress of what's going on at home without getting the paychecks for 2 weeks and the bills piling up and wondering how they're going to make that February mortgage payment, you know, that sort of stress weighs on them, and they'd rather stay home than potentially be a problem within the system itself.
That's NPR's David Shaper in Chicago. Thank you, David.